Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We mentioned trash talking Tuesday, and you went at Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Deadspin.com, who you write a column for. You also wrote another column there.
I was busy today. Yeah, yes, I had double duties today.
Yes, and this one you went at, I'm just going to put it out there and then you can explain it. But you went at the Houston Texans, not at them.
Right, but
Deshaun, you said right, that they should trade Deshaun Watson. Not tomorrow, not today, but yesterday. I disagree wholeheartedly, but I want you to explain yourself.
I'm just at this point now here. You know, like, this whole notion, like, he knows anything. And I'm Chris, I'm going to just... These sometimes, you know this, you've covered sports for a long time. You'll talk to players. They play. You know what I mean? Right. That's what they do. Shaquille O'Neal.
We said it before, Rob. A lot of these guys didn't even, this is what you're about to lead into, but you know, a lot of these guys didn't even grow up watching the game like we did. Like those of us who weren't
Who wound up being athletes, in, who weren't good enough, right? We wound up for paying attention. That's how a guy like Bill Belichick and all these guys who never played in the NFL become coaches. Because right. they weren't playing, Chris. They were analyzing and studying the game and reading up on it. Do you know what I mean? And yep. It's not a knock on the players. In order to get to that level, you got to put in a lot of time at the park and the gyms and working right. out and all that. So I get where their focus is. And my point is, Shaquille O'Neal once asked Lenny Wilkins, you know, who was a coach. I think it was an Olympic team, Chris. I
believe so.
And he asked Lenny Wilkins, hey, coach, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play? And I wish Lenny Wilkins would have had the poster, Chris, of the 50 greatest players of all time.
Right.
Because Lenny Wilkins is on the same poster as Shaq.
Right. I was going to say, they were in that picture together.
I mean, I think Shaq missed that picture, if I remember. This was
It was in Cleveland. That was
It was
awesome.
In Cleveland, All-Star 1989. Game. But he right. missed, I think he missed that picture.
He might not have been in that picture.
But still, right. Lenny Story Wilkins is in life, that buddy. Picture. Shaq is on that list. But Chris, this is my problem is Deshaun Watson. If this is really what you want to do, and I made examples. Bill Parcells was another guy who, if I'm going to cook the meal, I want to buy the groceries. He left the Patriots after they went to the Super Bowl in 1996. He never won again as a GM and as a coach.
Right.
We've seen guys try to do it. It's difficult. And franchises have a hard time, Chris, on trying to identify talent and bring them in the front office. So for a player to say, well, I want to be in on these decisions and I want to be in the room and I want to whatever, it rubs me the wrong way because I don't know what his knowledge is as far as him naming who should be involved and who should be the GM or even the coach for that matter. And if he is involved and they're terrible, does he get blamed for it? Like if he helps right. pick the coach or pick the GM and they fail, is he a part of it? Does he get broomed out with the two that he helped pick? I just right. think you're opening up a can of worms. And I'm not saying that they can't come to him, Chris, and be a sounding board. But if this is why you're mad, why the hell did you sign a contract extension with
I'll
the Texans?
I'll tell you why.
Well, but my point is, you're going to come back after you sign and said, well, I have no confidence in leadership. Chris, you could have done something. You could have said, I don't want to be here. I don't have the team hasn't been traded, hasn't been sold since he signed the new deal. Do you see what I'm saying? If that happened, that would be different if they brought in new people and you said, I don't know these people. I don't have any confidence. They have a bad track record. This team has made the playoffs four out of the last six years.
Well, I think, Rob, number one, you know and I know why he signed the contract. Because it was the second highest paid contract in NFL history. 4 years, $156 million. And if you're thinking you have questions about the direction of the franchise or whatever, you also are thinking, you know what? I'm going to get my name on the dotted line, lock up this money, and if I'm not happy a year or two from now, I can try to force my way out. I mean, that's how you're thinking. So I agree. I think he should have signed the contract. And Rob, we always talk about this. This is football. And this Deshaun is a guy that's had significant injuries.
I get
so,
that.
So, you know, I think he would have been crazy not to sign the deal. I get what you're saying that you maybe you're not fully committed to that organization. But you know what? If I'm in that position, I'm thinking, let me get the money. And then if I'm not happy, I can force a trade or at least talk to him about moving on or something like that. So I think that's why he did it, because of the risk of injury in football and the enormous amount of money. I think, Rob, you're looking at this as too black and white. Like you're comparing him to Bill Parcells and other guys that have wanted to be coaches and GMs. I don't think Deshaun wants to run the franchise. I think he was just like, look, you traded DeAndre Hopkins. You traded Jadeveon Clowney. You've done some really bad things as an organization when it comes to personnel. Run something by me. And then, Rob, they screwed up by the owner telling him, we're going to run it by you. We're going to take your input. You don't have to tell the player that. And I think, Rob, the final straw for Deshaun, and he may not get traded, or he may not demand a trade, but what's made him so upset is that the Texans spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a search committee to find, make recommendations on who they should hire. They had a list of five people. Nick Casario, who ultimately got the job from New England, was not on that list of five. The two finalists that the committee recommended were people of color. And I'm not saying they had to hire a black guy, but still, that's just a fact. They were people of color. And so Tony Dungy and the former Texans wide receiver, the great star Andre Johnson, were also involved in the process of making recommendations on who they should hire. Nobody said Nick Casario. And out of the blue, when your search committee didn't have him on the list, when the great Hall of Famer Tony Dungy and your great receiver Andre Johnson didn't have him on the list, you just all of a sudden pick Nick Casario? That's what it is. He's looking at these dudes like they are numbskulls. And Ryan, I'll finally say this and then you can go back. Your guy, Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to say wasted because he's a Hall of Famer and he's had a great career and all that, but for 10 years, they didn't strengthen the defense. They didn't draft skill position players. They still aren't. But they haven't given him the help. And this dude, had he had another two Super Bowls or whatever, might be viewed as the GOAT. And because of the ineptitude of the front office, yeah, he's still an all-time great player and had a great career. But, his legacy might not be what it could have been had he had some people making different decisions. Look at this now. What if they win the Super Bowl this year? We're going to be like, my goodness. What? Look at what Aaron Rodgers did with some people that knew what they were doing.
But this is my issue, is that if you're going to do that, why isn't J.J. Watt being talked to? He's the best player defensively. Why,
there's all kinds. Quarterback.
No, but there's other players who are good, who are defensive players, Chris, who are the best player. Aaron Donald, you're not going to say anything with the Rams. He's not a quarterback. He's the biggest player on that team. So I don't buy into it. And Deshaun Watson, if you got a problem, you think it's just a recommendation. That's what that is, Chris. It doesn't mean that you're going to hire who they recommend. It's a recommendation. It's a process. We know how people are hired every day, right?
If you want to criticize that,
then that's what you should be criticizing. If you want to come out and talk about the process and that you didn't think it was fair and you think that there was race involved or whatever, or this was a good old boys network, let me hear Deshaun Watson say that.
Deshaun hasn't said anything, but this whole notion, it's all people around him.
But it's got to be coming from him, and I believe most of the stuff because it's been out there. All I'm saying is, to me, I want my quarterback to go out and try his best to be the best quarterback. And I'm not saying if I have confidence in a guy or I can talk to a guy and throw something by him, but I can't run my team through a quarterback who could get hurt, who could play poorly, whatever. And now what? I just hired his guy, and now this guy is a bad coach, and we're losing, and he's not playing well. Now what? I mean, come on. That's a problem.
I do agree that you can't have a football player running the organization. And I know Deshaun's upset about this too. The reports are that he wanted Eric Bieniemy. They just decided to even talk to Bieniemy. Now, look, you and I don't study front offices and coaches like these teams do. And we knew you better interview Eric Bieniemy. So what in the world are they thinking when he's not even on their list? But I'm going to say this, Rob. They got Bieniemy on the list now. They're going to interview him. Here's where I do agree with you. I don't know. I mean, yeah, technically you can take that job. You can hire him. But that's not a good situation. Because now it's Eric Bieniemy is viewed as Deshaun's guy.
Yeah, that,
it's one thing to have a good relationship, right? You got to have a good relationship with your quarterback. But you can't be viewed by the other players or
you
by
alienate
anyone
as, everybody else.
Yes,
yes.
That you answer to him. What if you cross him one day or you yell at him or you call him out? We know Belichick always did that with Brady. Can you do that with a guy that, you know, you kind of
that guy helped you get hired.
Yeah. So I'm with you there, but I just think you're going too far to say they should trade Deshaun Watson. And I don't think Watson also is saying, I want to be the de facto GM. I just think he wants some input because he sees some bad moves being made.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We'll be joined by our good buddy Charlie Casserly, the former NFL general manager, at the bottom of this hour to talk all things NFL. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. So, Rob, right now, Denver up 26-18 on Brooklyn with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Before we get into the Kyrie story and what's going on, I do. Now, you know that Jason McIntyre lost the Jordan's bet to me, right?
Right.
And this was the – I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to beat Tampa Bay. We didn't do points. It was straight up. Remember that game? And they won by three. The spread was 3.5. But it was a straight up bet. So he couldn't get, Chris, the sneakers that I wanted. So he sent me money for me to buy them. And I think I showed you and Rob G what I got.
Black and gray Jordans, black, white, and gray or something like that?
No. They were brown. Remember, it's like brown and white. You saw them.
Okay.
But anyway, but the ones I really wanted, Chris, Jason thought he ordered them, but he hadn't heard anything from the company.
Okay.
Guess what showed up at my door yesterday?
Oh, they. Wow. Wow. Those are the Michigan?
Are these sweet? Huh?
Is that brown? Wait.
No, it's like
gold and blue.
Navy
gold and blue Jordans.
I'm gonna put them on internet on social media for you guys so you can see them.
I'm so glad you got those because you really needed some sneakers.
I got your sneakers. Those are next. I'm gonna wear my niece's sneakers. I wore in Vegas, and I got these.
Balenciaga. So I'm gonna take
the Balenciagas. Yeah. Right, I wore those in Vegas, but these are sweet, aren't they?
Those are nice. I'm thinking, they look on Zoom to me like the Michigan colors.
Yeah,
is that what they are? Or they're not.
No,
okay.
It's
like
it's
a
not
brownish.
As, it's not. Yeah, it's not as light as the Michigan color. Like,
okay,
it's not made.
So what are you gonna do though? I mean, you ended up getting two pairs of Jordans.
No, I'm gonna take the other ones back and give him his money back because if these went on his credit card, right? Because he ordered them, but he didn't think that they went through.
So I might have to just send him the money back.
I'm going to send them the money back and just keep these. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, another guy that's got his own shoe.
I got four more pair coming, but that's another story. We'll talk about that.
Four? Not for me.
I got four bets.
You better win. You better win because that's a lot of sneak. Because you owe me two for the price of one or two to one.
Right.
But
you're the only one.
Reaches the
Super
Bowl.
You're the only one I got that, but I got four bets out there.
All right. But anyway, as I was saying, my segue was nice. Another guy that has his own sneaker by Nike, Kyrie Irving. And Rob, you want to go first on this? Most people probably know what's going on. Kyrie, about a week ago, four games ago, just decided, you know, I'm not going to say it that way, but he called out of their game, the Nets game, let them know shortly before the game started that he wasn't going to play. And he's been out now for four games. He's missing his fourth straight game tonight against Denver for what's being called personal reasons. And over the weekend or Monday night, video surfaced of Kyrie at a party. It was his sister's 30th birthday party. He was, you know, there. We don't know how many people exactly were there, but it looks from the video that there were definitely more than 15. And the NBA rule was you weren't supposed to gather with more than 15 people. And the thing is, Kyrie and many other people didn't have on masks. And so the NBA is investigating this.
Now, remember now, and I'm just going to jump in real quick. People be careful, like you got to be careful about like not having a mask. You got to see what the circumstances are, because if you're eating, Chris,
eating.
No. I'm just saying, like I was in Vegas because I get it on social media, and there was a picture of me and my business partner Tico and three other barbers, five of us. We posed for a picture, right? And people are like, "Wear your mask." Well, we just ate together, and it's only five of us. And we put our mask on right after we took the picture. It ain't like, you know what I mean? We're walking around maskless.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
When we're eating, nobody's
obviously
not
wearing a mask. Right, when you're eating, you can't have
a mask
on.
Right. But these photos, the videos and the photos, he was looked like, you know, he was standing behind his sister and he didn't have a mask. They weren't eating. And then there was a picture of him posed with some of his friends one out of maybe it was about seven or eight guys. One of them had on a mask, I believe. And then there's a photo of him dancing with his sister, and nobody has on mask. And it was more, looks like it was more than 15 people there. I know the place is right up the street from near where I live.
Have you been there?
I have not been there, but
you know where it is.
Yeah, yeah. I pass it all, you know, all the time.
So what is it, just a restaurant or a club? What is it, Chris?
It's a club. It's like a club.
Dinner club or lounge?
I mean, I think it's all of that. I mean, it looks really nice from the outside. It's called 466. It looks great from the outside. And the inside, actually, from the pictures. But I think it's like, you know, dance floor, nightclub, but also it looks like there's some dinner. I think it's a dinner club as well. Nice place, though. Here's what I got to say, Rob. First of all, I want to say, you know, our prayers are with Kyrie and really hoping that there's nothing going on. You know what I mean?
And that, nobody really knows. Said, and that's right, why it's good to start there, Chris.
Yeah, because if something's going on, you don't want to be critical of a guy like that. I don't think anything major's going on. You know, I've obviously been snooping around, talked to some people. Reports came out. One report first came out that, you know, he just didn't feel like playing. And obviously that's not good. And you hope that wasn't the case. Then later a report came out that, I don't know if it was first or second, but another report came out saying he was bothered by what went on in D.C. with the insurrection at the Capitol. Because right. I think it was the next day when he, you know, decided he wasn't playing.
Which was traumatic for a lot of people watching that.
Right. From people I've talked to, that is the reason. That's the reason he's giving, is that, you know, it was what went down in D.C. Now, so what I would say, Rob, and let me throw this out there first, too. Even if he's traumatized by what happened in D.C., I don't expect him not to be at his sister's 30th birthday party. And his dad's birthday is the same, you know, this week, too. You know, I don't expect him not to be there. Now, I will be critical. He should have had a mask on. Obviously, you got to watch the number of people that are there. So that was wrong. But I don't expect, just because he's down about what happened in D.C., that he's not going to go to a family party. So I don't have an issue with that. But what I'll say is this. A lot of people in the country are bothered by what happened in D.C. A lot of I can't say all because some have voiced their opinion, but the overwhelming majority of African Americans, Rob, are bothered by the incredible double standard.
Right, the treatment that those guys got.
Yes.
Who are terrorists, Chris?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the video. There was a guy who was on a plane. They came and got him off the plane, said, "Sir, you're on the no-fly list." And the guy was bellyaching about it, you know, like, and he said, "They called me a terrorist." That's what you did, Chris. That's what they did when they stormed the Capitol. That's what terrorists do.
No doubt about it. And I've seen people compare, you know,
domestic
the Black
terrorists.
Lives Matter protests in the summer. Look, I'm not justifying burning down a Target or a grocery store or whatever, but that's not comparable to the Capitol. It's just not. You know, that when you burn down an official government building, you're committing, you're darn near declaring war on that nation.
Right. It's treason. You know?
Right. And one person, there's a video too, Rob, of a white guy being handcuffed. He's down on the ground. Looks like he's being handcuffed by the police. He says to him, "You're treating me like I'm a Black guy."
No, he does
he
not.
He says that. There's a video out there. Yes. You're treating me like I'm a Black guy. So everybody
Crazy.
Sees it. So my point is this, though. Most Black people feel that way, but we still got to go to work. You and I still had to show up. We still, you know, my wife still has to go, you know, to the hospital. There are people with far less glamorous jobs than us, Rob, that still got to go to work, that are upset. But they still have to go. And so you have to work. And here's the difference. Some people might say, well, personal leave. I mean, what if Rob or Chris, you or someone else took a personal leave? Sports are different. You get 3 months off if you make the finals. Most teams get 4 or 5 months off. So So that's your break. You don't, during the season, you got to be there. And Rob, and I know what James Harden, we all heard the stories about him. My goodness. I mean, I want you to be on time for the plane. I want you to practice. You know, I want you to do the right things in the organization. But at the bare minimum, Rob, the bare minimum, you got to be at the game. I mean, if you don't do anything else, be at the game. And this is what Kyrie's not doing. This is not a good look. I'm going to give grace because obviously you don't know if something serious is going on. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything like that. But you, Rob, you got to show up to work.
No,
and I
no.
hope, I don't know what the Nets are doing, but I hope they're not paying him for these games he's missing. He should be fine. And when he comes back, he's going to get, I can't imagine the NBA won't put him under quarantine. So he's going to miss probably another week because of that, because of the party.
No doubt about it. And it's just unprofessional. Right. It is. And of course, we pause because we don't know if there's anything else. Sometimes there's stuff going on, Chris, that people don't want the public to know about them or what they're going through. Depression, all kinds of other stuff, family matters. You don't know. So you got to be careful just to beat somebody up. But if there isn't anything serious, it's just unprofessional. And I don't get it, Chris. He got off to such a great
–
he's been playing great.
Well, his game has never been the issue.
No, he can play.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is phenomenal.
He's been balling. Like, and this is the thing. I thought, finally, Chris, he's in a happy place.
Right.
He picked the Nets. He's at home. He's with the guy he admires, his close friend in KD. Like, you know, they're in downtown Brooklyn. Like it's hip. It's happening.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, right? And I'm gonna be honest, right? And you know, obviously, I said I love Kyrie's game. If the Rockets will take him, I would trade him for James Harden.
I wouldn't. I just wouldn't make.
I would do it, and I don't think KD. Look, obviously he's close with Kyrie. I'm sure he has some type of relationship with James Harden, a friendly relationship. But I'm not even asking KD. Like, you're locked up for the next 3 years. KD, we paid you a max salary last year, and you didn't even play. And we knew that was going to be the case. So we're doing what's best for this team. Harden is a better player. As great as Kyrie is, Harden is better. And I honestly, Rob, I don't know how I can count on Kyrie. Unless, like you said, unless there's something serious that's going to come out or that we don't know about, I can't count on him.
No,
he's the
fair.
Leader of that team.
It's fair. It's fair, and you just don't know if the guy can work through it. It's when you see the team fully together and he's engaged and doing what he does, Chris. They look dynamite. They am I right? They look like they got.
They look good.
Look,
I mean,
dynamite.
They got to work through some stuff.
No,
but they
I'm
look
just
good.
Saying.
Yes,
they look.
They
good.
Look good. Yeah.
You know, if you're the Nets,
now why? So why wouldn't you trade him for Harden?
Harden. I don't know if his style and what he does really. Wins in the postseason, and I've seen Kyrie win. You can say whatever you want.
Well,
I've seen
he had
this
LeBron
guy,
James, too.
No, but
Harden, Harden has. I mean, he hasn't won a championship, hasn't been to the finals, but you know, had playoff
success.
No,
that's
too.
Fine, but he's also had a number of stinkers as well, Chris.
Yes,
and you got to admit, when KD went down, they needed to win Game 6 to force a Game 7. They were in Houston. He had an awful game. I'm just saying, I'm not that high on. Harden, I would keep. If now, obviously, you know, you got to be available, but I still would rather keep Kyrie.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. You just heard it. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got our man, good friend, Aaron Torres. Fills in for each of us, actually, sometimes when we're off. He's a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we can really get into that NCAA championship game.
I know
last
we haven't made a big deal about it, Chris, because it was so fugly. But you were almost right. You were calling. You said
I had
50-40.
50%.
You were almost there. I was poo-pooing. You were talking about 90 points plus. What'd you say, 95
or
more?
I said it would be 50-something to 40-something.
Right. And it was 52 to 30. What was it, 52
to 34? I think it was 52-24.
Poo-poo-24. Right. No, I was trying to poo-poo you yesterday. I was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, early on, it looked like Ohio State was scoring with them. They were scoring with them. And they just couldn't keep up, bottom line. Congrats to Alabama. Great season. Great game. And we'll get into that with Aaron Torres at the bottom of the hour. Rob, something just came up. You got the text as well. All right. There is something posted on Twitter that shows, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. That shows volunteers for it's an organizing program. I'll just read what it says. Thanks to the over 150 volunteers and supporters that joined us, and special thanks to Cynthia Nixon and Lasar Soar, I'm not sure who that is, for speaking.
Now let's go turn this system upside down. They show a picture of the people in attendance. And guess who's in attendance? Now, this is during the Nets game. It was posted at 7:48 p.m. tonight. Kyrie Irving in attendance. His name is on there. It says Kai, K-A-I Irving. But it's clearly him. You see the picture, Rob. It's definitely him. And what are your thoughts on this?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. You know, we know he's a thoughtful person. He's a guy who didn't want to play during the civil unrest, right?
Right.
And so this is not out of character. I'm not making an excuse, Chris. This is not professional as far as doing your job. You're getting paid very handsomely.
Right.
But this is not different, or this is not deviating from who this guy is. And maybe basketball just isn't as important to him. And at some point, Chris, with the way things are in this world, and I mean it from this standpoint, these guys make generational worth after one contract.
He doesn't need to make another dime for the rest of his life. Right.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Because remember, Rob, he's got the first max contract.
Right.
He played last year on the max contract. First year of that, which was probably around $30 million or something like that.
Right.
And then remember, he's got Uncle Drew money.
Right.
And he's got Nike money.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that there's going to come a point he will prematurely retire where he will feel, this is just me speculating, of course, Chris. I'm not saying I know anything. But when he feels like, I need to do more in the community, that's my calling, that's where I need to be, and playing basketball is not that important. Do I say it's going to happen next year or whatever? But he'll probably get out of the game sooner than later.
At this pace, it could be next week. Right. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show. And again, this is
what,
just
that I'm a great broadcaster? Oh, no.
I've never said that. I was told, though, by a GM in the league, and this was speculation on his part. This was about a year and a half ago. I believe it was before Kyrie and KD went to Brooklyn. And the GM just said to me, look, I wouldn't be surprised. And actually, I've heard this from about two or three people around the league. And it's speculation. I don't mean it's factual. But they've said this to me. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie just one day retired. Just shocked everybody and decided not to play. And that goes along with what you're saying, right? He's that type of guy. And the thing is this. Here's what I would say to Kyrie. I'm not even going to get into retirement thoughts. But if he obviously wants to get involved with what's going on socially and all of that. Here's what I would say to Kyrie. He can do more with the platform that he has as a player. Now, he can't be at every single thing like he wouldn't be at this meeting tonight,
right?
But he's bigger than that. His voice, his platform, the things he could do as a star basketball player outweigh what he could do as a member of the rank and file. He may not feel that way as a young guy. He is, 27, I believe. He may not feel that way.
So young.
Yes, but he could. And here's the other thing. When he retires, he's going to be in his 30s, right? Mid-30s, could be early or late 30s, but around the mid-30s. He will have plenty of time to go out and be an activist if that's what he wants to do. Now, if he just wants to stop playing ball now and get involved in all this, that's his choice. Like you said, he doesn't need to make another dime for the rest of his life. But I'm saying he could have more of an impact being a superstar basketball player than he could as just a guy in the rank and file.
He'll have
time for that when he retires because he'll still be young.
But we all have callings in life, okay? I'm going to bring up Chris Broussard's calling. I remember we were going to do a story about you. I had a magazine called Oscar. It was for sports writers. Remember, Chris?
I wrote a story for that.
You wrote a story for the magazine. I started it when I was a columnist at Newsday in New York. It was just a trade magazine. And we had a story ready to go. Chris was going to go to
seminary school and leave sports writing. Am I right?
I was. I
remember
I was
that.
Enrolled and accepted into about four or five seminaries.
And you were going to leave the business.
I almost left the field, yep.
Yep. And go to, and we were going to write a story about that, and then you changed your mind and you didn't. You stayed in the business, but you know, still doing God's work.
I forgot about that story.
Oh, yeah. We had a story ready to go, Chris.
Right.
Were you writing it? Somebody else. I can't remember who was writing it, but I remember we were doing, because I thought that's a great story for sports writers. Here's a guy, you know, who's in the business, who's going to try something different. And my point to this is, people have callings in life. I know we don't all understand it, right, Chris? I'm sure people didn't understand you at that time. Am I right?
No, like, you're absolutely doing? Right.
Like, you had a great job. You cover the NBA. You know what are you doing?
Yep. Yeah. You're right. That's a great example. And here's what I say. Kind of like I said earlier, one thing I learned is that I have this platform I have now. Not obviously I talk sports, but still, my personality comes
and
forth.
You reach a lot of people, you know what I'm about. Right.
Right. I'm able to be an example, let's put it that way, for more people as a Christian than I would be, you know what I mean? Had I gone to seminary and started a church, like I wouldn't have as much of a platform. And so that's kind of the thing with Kyrie. But, you know, look, this is not a good situation because, as you said, it's just not professional. However, if this is what it is, I am glad it's this
and not
more
something
so
else.
Than, you know, some family issue or he's really struggling, you know,
with
mentally
life.
He's got a passion for something else. I hope he doesn't retire because he's obviously a great player. And I'm not saying he will, but the Nets got to get to the bottom of this because this is not. Let's keep it real, right? This is not a good look.
No, he's got to figure out. What did I say earlier? Pat Riley, either you're in or you're out. You got to let us know. Like we need for you to make a commitment. We got the other 11 guys here or 15 guys, Chris. We got
to.
Are you in?
Not to mention we're paying you about $30 million a year,
or you're out. You got to make a choice, and then we can go forward. It was like, Green Bay finally put their foot down, right? For Brett Favre. You remember? I'm retiring. Right. I'm not retiring. They finally said, no, you can't do this to us every year right before training camp. We don't know what we're doing. We're going with Aaron Rodgers, right? You remember?
Right.
They did.
Right.
Brett Favre played 3 more years, Chris.
Yeah.
But Green Bay had enough.
Yep. Yep. We both hope it doesn't come to this, but Kyrie does have to make a decision. And that's what I would do if I'm the Nets. We got to make a decision. You're like you said, all in or all out. Kyrie, you got 3-4 months in the summer to do all this.
Right.
And let's keep it real, Rob. You work when you're not playing a game, you work about 4 hours a day.
Right.
If you get to practice an hour before it starts, practice
for two hours,
stay another hour. So you've got a lot of free time as an athlete if you want to get involved with this. It doesn't have to be in games.
Right. And then, Chris, you're on the road. You're on the Zoom. They got meetings all over. You're in your hotel room. There's all kinds of downtime where guys are playing video games and Madden and all that. You know what I mean? Like, you have time if you really want to. So I agree. You can do more than I'm the king. You know this, Chris, of doing a million things at once.
Right.
It don't stop me. You don't see me missing a show.
Right. But and your job, whether if you're doing, say you're doing Undisputed one day and then you got the radio show, that takes up more time than going to an NBA practice. You know what I'm saying? So if you have time for all this other stuff, Kyrie certainly has time. I think, too, right, he's going and I'm guessing, I'm assuming his teammates, you know, like him and all that. But he may have to mend a few fences. I'm not saying anybody's pissed at him, but
they just
want to know
where you're coming from, Chris.
Like,
that's
we,
all.
Like you said, Kyrie, you are one of our two superstars. You said it, 7-11. That's what he's been calling him and KD. we got to know you are there every night.
Right.
Every night. Not only physically, but mentally as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.